Got to watch at least one of them play in high school. That was Cyrus Gray.
Cyrus Gray.
Got to watch Von Miller play in high school as well, and he was he was beastly then, as you might imagine.
Yeah.
So,
how about Garrick Williams or Tony Girardetti?
Tony Girardetti, yes. Yeah. Garrick Williams, I don't recall.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. But yeah, those three guys. Brian did a home and home with DeSoto, going up there and
right.
then playing down here. And when Brian went up there, that was Von Miller just dominated. I mean, the game. DeSoto won 10-3. Cyrus Gray ran a long touchdown, and that was how DeSoto won the game. And then Brian beat him at home the next year with Cyrus Gray at quarterback, no less.
Uh-huh.
So it's been fun. I've literally been watching
right.
Cyrus Gray play football for I guess about 6 years now, and it's been fun to watch him grow and certainly wish
him
well.
Well, Garrick Williams was a quarterback.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. He was a quarterback in high school. But he's a junior.
I think
maybe you missed him.
No, David Campbell could probably straighten me out on
okay.
that for sure. But he's an even better football historian. Been fun to watch that.
Right.
Sometimes some of the greatest or most interesting things are discovered by accident.
Sure.
So now we have 7 items that were discovered by accident.
Oh, okay.
7 items that perhaps you use every day or often. I bet one of them you use. I would wager that that one of these items you use almost every day. And it's a pretty well-known story of by accident. It was in 1945. An engineer working for Raytheon discovered that a candy bar in his pocket melted while he was working with a magnetron device that was used in military radar systems.
Yeah.
Realized that the radiation was cooking his candy, Percy Spencer developed the first microwave, which, by the way, at the time was more than 5 feet
uh-huh.
tall. Remember what they were first called?
No.
They weren't first called microwaves, and I don't remember if this was the standard industry name or if it was the brand name. I think it may have been the brand name, Radar Range.
Oh,
They called it the Radar Range, and that was the world's first microwave. Let's see. Scientists noticed that patients taking the blood pressure drug Lonitin, this experienced an added bonus, made their hair thicker, and that's where we get Rogaine.
Oh, okay.
So there you are. If you've ever done. Oh, I'm sorry, Patrick.
I'm here.
I had Patrick Rooms turned down.
Scott does that all the time.
He does that all the time, and it irritates the daylights out of me.
I know.
So I know.
You're sitting there talking.
I feel.
I knew you could hear me. I just couldn't hear myself, and I thought this is a very weird feeling.
Let's see. This kid's product, originally meant to be a wallpaper cleaner, was Play-Doh.
No.
Originally meant to be a wallpaper cleaner was Play-Doh.
Really?
So let's see here. Moving on. Wakefield, Massachusetts, an innkeeper was trying to bake a dessert for her guests. Problem was the chocolate chips that she added didn't melt thoroughly. Her guests loved what became chocolate chip cookies at the Toll House Inn in Wakefield, Massachusetts.
Oh, there you go.
See, this is why you listen. Mm-hmm. This is why you can dazzle your coworkers with this. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning. The microwave was called Amana. That was the brand name.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, it was Amana was a we had an Amana microwave, as a matter of fact. So, and I don't know if you can. I don't think they still make Amana microwaves, but appreciate that. Yeah, but it was called the Radar Range was the initial name of it. In 1905, 11-year-old Frank Epperson left his soda-making tools outside overnight. I bet his mom was not happy when she woke up the next morning and saw that. The next day, he'd used a stick to stir the water and flavored powder mixture, but apparently it was cold because that mixture had frozen, and he created the world's first popsicle. And almost 20 years later, an adult, Frank Epperson, applied for a patent to make popsicles. In 1853... George Crumb, he was a chef. He was annoyed by a customer who kept sending his fried potatoes back to the kitchen, complaining they were not crunchy enough. He sliced the potatoes extremely thin, fried them, and added salt, and they quickly became a big, big hit. They were called Saratoga chips after the town in which they were invented. That's potato chips. And the last one, a soap maker at the Procter & Gamble Company had no idea a new innovation was about to surface when he went to lunch one day in 1879. He was making soap, forgot to turn off the mixer, and so more than the usual amount of air was shipped into the batch of pure white soap that the company sold under the name The White Soap. Fearing he would get in trouble, the soap maker kept the mistake a secret, packaged and shipped the air-filled soap to customers around the country, and soon customers were asking more of that soap that floats.
Uh-huh.
When company officials found out what happened, they turned it into one of the company's most successful products, 99 and 44,
100%
pure.
That'd be your Ivory
soap.
And once again,
that floats. Yes, it does.
Once again, that's why you listen.
That's right. I used to, did you ever have a grandpa or something that made boats out of ivory?
No.
Yeah,
no.
They carved. Yeah, my grandpa or somebody, or dad or somebody,
would carve
ivory soap, and it would carve real good. It wouldn't crumble.
Can you even buy ivory soap anymore?
I bet you can.
I think so.
I think I've seen it.
I mean, because the soap, once again, we've talked about this before, about markets that get complicated.
Uh-huh.
And I think the only thing that would be more the soap market is not that complicated, other than the glut of body washes now that are out there. But other than that, hang on, let's take a call. Hello?
Not that complicated. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, the reason that ivory was so famous for exploding is because so many people were taking baths out in ponds and they would lose their bars of soap at the bottom of the pond.
See, there you are. Uh-huh. Another reason why you listen, because apparently lye don't float. Hello?
What about vulcanized rubber that boiled over on a stove and turned into vulcanized rubber?
Hey, hopefully he wasn't trying to eat it. If it's boiling it on his stove, that sounds awful. but the only other market one product area that's just gotten overwhelmingly crowded, toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any toothpaste that's not whitening now? Can we just assume that all toothpaste is supposed to whiten your teeth? And none of it does. can we just assume that? I mean, it used to be that you had several different kinds of toothpaste, but now there's 3 dozen different kinds of Crest, for crying out loud.
Yeah. And none of them advertise, this toothpaste, keeps your teeth at the natural gray you're used to.
Yeah. that nice pale shade of tan.
Yeah.
Hello?
Right.
Hey, guys. I don't know if y'all know this, but on WD-40, do y'all know what the WD stands for?
It was the guy's initials, wasn't it?
Oh, wait. We've said this before, but I'm forgetting. Tell us.
I actually learned this from y'all.
Yeah, that's
right. A few years back. What it was is what WD stands for, water displacement, in the 40, was how many times he tried to figure out, I guess, the disbursement of the water, and on the 40th time he got it, so he got your WD-40.
Exactly.
There you are. Yep.
I recall now, I heard that.
That makes sense. I was thinking about the highway. That's what the initials are, WD-40 here in town.
Right, Fitch Street.
Yep. And it's not just Fitch Parkway.
I know, excuse me.
Well, similarly, what the caller was referring to is that it was his 40th attempt. It's like Formula 409.
Right. Oh my gosh.
He didn't. True story. How many times? What number are you to? I'm to number 386. I'm about to give up. No, man. Fight the good fight. Fight the good fight.
Golly.
Formula 409.
What was 20 Mule Teen Borax? I mean, was it like, did 19 mules die before
Summer
you got it?
Great here in the Brazos Valley.